Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your networking computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technology isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in a protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information. Or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Well, speak up.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit better. Get a little louder for me, girl. Louder.
I'm trying. Is this any better?
Yes, much better. Let's kick it off with saying Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yes, Happy Thanksgiving.
It's a made up holiday. Being Native American, I'm gonna tell you right now, it didn't happen. But hey, food, yay.
Lots of food.
Before we get into topic, I just want to say, guys, that you know the white man came over here and they did not break bread with me, with my people. They didn't do that. That didn't happen. They didn't like do the whole bread thing and be all like, oh, this is my land. You can take it. Have all my land. No, we didn't do that. So I just wanted to get that out there. But food, yeah. And by the way, guys, the gold that the white people were looking for wasn't over here. It was actually on the other side of the country where it took them way longer to get over there and find it. And by then, they had already ruined what we had going on here in New England, which is where the pilgrims landed and, like, the Thanksgiving was supposed to be, like, where it happened and all that. Yeah, no. Really, what happened here was we, you know, Native American people lost land, and then they used that land to kill each other by calling each other witches. Yeah, that's kind of what happened here. It was nothing to do with, you know, having a turkey and a feast, and, you know, nope, it was more like, hey, we're taking your land, have some smallpox. That was kind of actually what happened.
Well, damn.
All right. I just totally made Thanksgiving way not happy. But really, it's not. It evolved into something a little better than that, though. Like, it's good that we give that we do have a day that we can give thanks for what we're happy for. Like, you know, thankful for my daughter. I'm thankful for waking up with a breath in my lungs. You know, I'm thankful for this group that we have. Our group. I'll tell you what, you guys. There's some great people in there. Some people that I have connected with, and I'll be connected with for life. Some. I've made my best friends in there. You know what I mean? And I'm grateful for that. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for talk therapy. Not going to lie, at first I was very iffy about doing the show. I had a huge fear of broadcasting my voice. In fact, I was
That makes both of us.
I had such a huge fear. And I do have to thank my honey in part of breaking my fear of my voice and being broadcasted. He helped me out a lot with that. In a very odd way, but he helped me grow past the fear of broadcasting and videos and such things. I really something I you know Danielle like I'm still not a very big fan. I'm still not a very big fan of videos and all. While I'm phenomenal at a crowd, being recorded was something I wasn't too fond of because you can't take it back when you're recorded. Like, it's not like a picture where you can take 50 of them and pick the best one. Nah, you can't. Like, being recorded.
Oh, I know how you feel.
It was a very scary thing for me. And, like, I almost declined the show. I almost said, I don't want to do that. But I'm so glad I didn't. I'm so glad. Like, I'm happy, you know. So that's what I'm thankful for. So while I'm not thankful that my ancestors lost their land so that Trump could now run it, how that happened, I don't know how we went from a peaceful natives, you know, doing their thing to Trump running this country. I'm not thankful for that. But I am thankful. I'm very, very thankful for talk therapy. What are you thankful for, girl?
My children, of course.
Obviously. And that was the first on my list, too. My daughter.
My children and being here, being a part of the group, being a part of this. I wasn't going to do it either unless you said yes, because if you would have said no, then I wouldn't have done it, because I have a thing with my voice too. I don't like my voice and I don't like to have it recorded. And so
we faced that fear.
Yes, we did.
Well, you know, upon being thankful, I'm thankful for being me, for being who I am. And no matter what people think or what they say about me or you know, I give off the I'm different vibe. Which brings me to our topic that we have tonight. What is something that you've done that most people are surprised by, and what type of reactions have you received for it? Let's see, me. A lot of people, I'm very outspoken, I'm very boss bitch type person, you know, and a lot of people don't assume that sexually I'm not that. Sexually I'm very, I'm a brat, you know, so I like a dominant guy or significant other. I like a dominant significant other. So people assume that in the bedroom I'm going to be like this, the aggressor. And I'm not. I'm by far not the aggressor. So when I talk about sexual things and liking a guy to throw me around and things, people are very like in awe over that because they don't expect that I'm not the aggressor. They assume automatically I'm the aggressor. So when I start saying, you know, oh, he's going to put it on me, da da da, people are just like, wow, I would assume that you're the one, because like as loud and out there as I am and blunt, people assume that on me. I've gotten some very weird looks when people are like, I just didn't assume that you would let some guy tie you up and spank you. And I'm like, oh, no, that's totally me. Is there anything that people are surprised by with you? I'm sure a lot, because you look like that innocent little girl. Like you look like the
innocent. Pretty much everything.
Pretty much anything.
Yeah, pretty much anything they hear, they're all surprised by, because they think I'm some sweet innocent. Never do anything like, oh my God, you did that? That's what I get a lot of.
People tend to expect that something wild and crazy is going to come out of my mouth. Like, you're my co-host. You understand. You hear me. Like,
yes.
People expect wild and crazy out of me. But I think that's why it's such a difference to hear it when I say I'm not the aggressor in the bedroom, because they're like, wow, you're the aggressor about everything else in your life. So, you know, even as a teenager, I was very much so aggressive in life in every way. Even now, like, I'm that take charge, like, I'll get it done person, but, like, close that bedroom door and it's a different Nikki, you know?
Yeah,
you gotta imagine for a guy that's gonna get involved with me to what he's thinking. Like, he has to have balls of steel, because I am very aggressive and loud and like, he's gotta have some balls of steel in the bedroom, because, like, let's be legit, like. He must be thinking the whole time, like, oh my God, I hope she doesn't take this out on me later. Like, I can. Can you imagine that? Come on, think about it. Can you imagine some guy, or the power trip? It must be like, oh yeah, I just bossed the boss lady. You know, we had a member of our group who had told one of our other admins that, oh my God, he would love a night with a, because they call me the boss lady, or, you know, like, I've been hearing that a lot in group, boss lady. And he said he would like a night with a boss lady, and like, and it just made me think about, like, he assumed I was going to be bossy, that I was going to be like that bitch. Surprise.
Everybody does call you boss lady in there.
It's so weird, because
I think it's funny. Like,
you think it's funny, thanks.
I do. Every time I see somebody say boss lady, I start laughing.
You laugh at me being called a boss lady. I think it's so weird to be called boss lady. And, like, okay, so I've calmed down, and because you laugh at me being called a boss lady. I think it's so weird to be called boss lady. And, like, okay, so I've calmed down, and I'm hearing a lot of repeat back. Okay, I've calmed down tonight because. All right, are we there now? Okay, I'm sorry about that, guys. For some reason, we were getting a lot of backseat on that. That's weird. It might have been a glitch.
I know.
And look, we have this little bubble up here that says support will be closed Thursday, Friday for Thanksgiving holiday. We will reopen November 27th, 2017. So, like, we're on our own tonight, guys. At the back feed like that, there's no little support bubble telling us how to get rid of it.
We need supervision.
Help! We need an adult.
We need to come back. We need supervision.
Maybe I just downloaded the show. Oh, look, I probably just downloaded our own show, and I was the first download. Ha-ha, that's exactly what just happened. I just downloaded our show, and that's what was playing back to us. That's great. So, I'm our first download. But getting back to topic, we had, you know, we always ask this question. We always ask the topic question in group, and we have a few. Oh, look, we have a caller. I'm gonna let him in.
Yes.
Hello.
Boss lady.
Hi, Chris. Now this is it. I'm not gonna live down boss lady now. I'm not the boss lady. Listen, there is a group of admin, and we all vote. I just happen to have the bitchiest attitude is all. So like, you know, like when, all right, listen, when I growl in the group about rules, people are like, oh shit, yo, she's pissed. When the other admins growl, and well, I don't know, Miss T can throw down some growling, but like,
oh, yes, she can.
But like when the others growl, it's like, we have rules. On to the back to the naughty fuckery. And it's like, no, and then me, it's like, I said fucking listen or you're fucking out. And then people are like, yo, that bitch is crazy. She goes from ultra supportive to, you better fucking listen, bitch. All right, so our first thing we have here, when I told my mom I was bisexual, she was disgusted by it and very appalled at me. I feel so bad when people have that situation. I didn't have that problem. My dad found out I was bi by catching me kissing girls on the back porch. He was very supportive of it because he says girls can't get me pregnant. So, you know, like, so he seen me kissing a girl and he was like, he just turned around and walked away and was just like, well, she's not getting you pregnant. And, you know, my mom at first, she just kind of didn't talk about it. Like, didn't like, and now she jokes about it. She calls me a lesbian. I'm like, mom, I'm not a lesbian. I like Vic too. And she's like, yeah, with your lesbian ways and your lesbian this. And, or like, if I say a girl's hot, she'll be like, shut up, lesbian. You know what I mean? So it's great that she's that open and joke about me, but I'm not the first bisexual girl in my family. Like my older sister's bisexual as well. She's not as flamboyant about it as I am, but she's bisexual as well. I have a lot of bisexual family members. I have some gay family members, you know what I mean? And my family's very open about it. I feel so bad that somebody actually had to feel that their parents were disgusted with them for being bisexual. That poor girl.
I do too. I hate when I hate hearing it. It's just my kids' father, my oldest three, he always made comments about his kids better not be. I'm like, what are you going to do if they are? You can't change it. You're going to love them the same. And he made a big deal out of it. And I'm like, they'll be who they want to be.
That's how I feel. I feel my daughter's going to love who she wants to love. I'm hoping it's Michelangelo the Ninja Turtle and it lasts forever because then it's not real. But she's going to love who she wants to love, and you know, I can't help her. I can't help who she's going to love. We can't help that. And,
right,
you know,
right.
I just want to know. Yo, I'd rather my daughter date a girl. Because, listen, there's a guy out there tougher than me. There's a guy out there that's going to kick my ass, that could kick my ass, right? But there is no woman on this earth that is stronger than the love I got for my baby girl. Go ahead, bitch, break her heart. I'm hurting you. I'm sorry.
Right.
We were over at
some friend's house for Thanksgiving, and Brian's friend, he had to leave for work, and he was giving his wife kisses, you know, for work, and then he ran over to Brian real quick, and he gave him a big old smooch on the cheek, and my daughter, she was just looking at him like, what? And I'm like, she's like, boys are weird. I'm like, it's okay, just date girls, it'd be better. It was kind of funny.
Just date girls, better.
Yeah, girls are better. Chris, don't hate. Girls are way better.
Yeah, I mean, she was just like, boys are weird.
I agree.
Like, that's right. I'm just date girls.
I'm a big supporter of dating girls.
Yeah, I'm getting. Are you guys hearing an echo in your talking? Am I echoing? Is it like echo? Echo. I feel like the voice of God.
Echo.
No, that's because I echoed myself. I echoed myself because I wanted to feel like God. I was like, I feel like God. Echo, echo, echo. Like, but I'm sorry. I'm getting a text from Fama right now, and he's like all worried about this echo that we had. And I know what it was, guys. It was I had accidentally opened up a window to, I accidentally clicked on the link and I opened up a window, and it was that window was playing it as I was talking at the same time. So it was copying on my headset. So that echo that we heard earlier, that was me, guys. It was me, because like I'm a goofball that accidentally clicked the link on the dashboard. So I just wanted to explain to Pharma at the same time as not texting at the same time. Isn't that great? Like I'm sitting here with my phone and my tablet, and like I've got two different Facebook accounts open. Like, so I have my Nicolette account and I have my other account, and like my other account is how I talk to, like, I'll text between me and Danielle and Pharma sometimes. Like right now he's like really worried about that echo, and it's great. And then I'm also pulling up like the questions, so I didn't have to screenshot stuff because I'm a lazy bitch like that. So like, let's get back to the topic. We have another one, anal. People always look at me confused, like, why would you ever do that? Listen, all right, I didn't know until after marriage that I fucking love anal. It took getting it the proper way for me to like it. I'm just saying that, like a girl had to show me what that was about. And then after that, it was like, anal, that's what's up. Anyways, I'm not gonna lie, I've been looked at like an alien when I talk about how much I like it. Like, especially around women, it's so taboo. Like, how is that taboo? Like, your man wants to put it in your ass. That's not taboo. Every guy wants to do that. Well, not every guy. Some guys don't like it. It's their own prerogative. But like, I don't understand how girls can look at each other wrong for another one like an anal. Listen, I don't look at you wrong because you use nipple clamps. My nipples are way too sensitive for them bitches, right? But I don't look at you funny because you like your nipples pinched, right? I feel like those who look at you funky about not having anal, about loving anal, never got it done right, and I feel bad for them, because I'll tell you what, it's like a whole different orgasm, like a whole different type of orgasm.
Oh my God, it is.
Isn't
really
it?
And
Chris is probably going to be like, oh my God, these bitches are crazy. But Danielle, do you see a penis and you're like, oh my God, that penis would be perfect for anal?
Yeah, I have. And then I've seen some like, oh yeah, no, that one is not going near there.
Thank you.
Not going to lie.
The ultimate question, does size matter? Yes, it matters. Because if it's too big, it's not going in my ass. Okay? But there is a size that's perfect for anal. And like, that size between 6 and 8 is like the perfect penis. And I say this because between 6 and 8 is, it's as long as it's got girth. And I say between 6 and 8 because you can have vaginal sex with it and it's still awesome, and you can have anal sex with it and it's not gonna fucking tear your ass out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my advice on
it's not gonna rip you a new asshole, basically.
Oh, I know, right? I don't want a bigger one. I'm already asshole enough. But Chris, can I ask a question? Do you enjoy giving it?
I have never, ever experienced it.
What?
Nope.
Really?
Yep.
See, this is all you stuck up bitches.
Is that by
not
choice?
Your
or,
like,
is that by choice?
Why?
Or by not finding somebody that would do it?
But you got the monster that everyone was like, no, keep it away.
Yeah, I don't think that was the problem. But I've never really thought about that. I'm more of a, if we're gonna do this, we'll do it on the other side. The other side.
So a girl has never been like, oh, put it in there?
Nope.
Let's see. I think, you know, and the sad part is it's the taboo, like what this girl is talking about. What this girl is talking about, like the taboo of it. Like people looked at her funny when she said she loves anal. Guys, all right, one, it doesn't make a girl a whore because she likes anal. It means that somebody gave it to her properly. And if she likes anal, listen to her. She'll talk you right through how to do it properly. She will. Like, I'll tell you what, I can talk somebody through giving me anal. And up until 4 or 5 years ago, I was not a fan of it. I didn't, and it was because it was done improperly. But the minute that I got it done properly, I can walk somebody right through it. I can just tell them exactly what, how to get a, go about doing the anal. You know,
yeah, I
girls,
wasn't a fan of it beforehand either, and
then
I,
you did
he
it.
Talked. Yeah, well, he talked me right through it, and it's just like the way he did it. It was just and oh my god.
Here's the thing: you can't do sneak attacks. We can't have sneak attacks.
No.
There's no. Let me slip it in here. Don't sneak attack. She has to know what's coming. You have to prep the hole. Like, no sneak attack. This is. We need a show about anal. I think we got to do a show about anal so that it can be less taboo. And this poor girl won't get looked at all horribly when she talks about loving it. Because I'll tell you what, I'll tell everybody, I fucking love anal. And if you don't love anal, then you just got it done wrong. That's all. All right, on to the next one. I've been fisted, and most people look disgusted at, and most people look at me disgusted for it. Listen, as I said, that's another taboo. I hate that people look at you funny or think bad of you because you like something like that. I myself have never been fisted, but I'm not going to look at somebody bad because they have been. All right, it's something that they enjoy. I mean, like, dude, to look at somebody bad because they've been fisted, or to even be disgusted in somebody because of their sexual preference, it's so discerning. Like, who does that? Apparently a lot of people, because, you know, otherwise we wouldn't have this show. No lie. If people didn't have different points of view and people didn't not understand more naughtier things, we wouldn't be sitting here on this radio show talking shit right now. Let's be honest.
I just think the people that find it disgusting have a very boring sex life.
Oh my God, could you imagine, like, how boring that sex life gotta be? Like, it's like they might as well be having, they probably are. They're probably having married sex. Let's be honest. Married sex is probably, it becomes the most boring sex ever. Because it's so repeat. It's like, oh, well, we're just going to be missionary. Oh, look, I'll flip you over in 5 minutes. Hey, I'm done. Like, okay, girl, I feel like this. Girl, amen to you. Because you know what? There's some guy out there who had always wanted to fist a bitch, and you gave that to him. Don't ever put your head down when people look at you disgusted. You look at them and you say, listen, vanilla, you got nothing on me. That's right, my man was pleased. Bottom line. Oh, look, we got a caller.
Go ahead and bring him on.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, boss lady? This is Demario.
Hi. I'm going to be boss lady forever now, huh?
This radio also does, like, advice, right?
Well, yeah, we can give you some advice. What's up, hon?
All right. So, I'm kind of like a young guy, and I was at this party, It was just me and my boys, like, on, it was last Saturday. We were just kind of like, it was Rona season. We were just kind of like, I don't know, we were full send. It was a full send kind of night. And there's this one girl. And, like, at the party was getting kind of wild, not going to lie. And then she ended up, like me and my boys, we were just kind of, like, traversing this our other friend's house because this is where the party was. And we go inside this one room, and this girl's, like, doing heroin. Like, what's your opinion on that?
Okay. I'm not going to lie. I'm a recovering addict, not of heroin. I used to be really bad with coke and ecstasy. My opinion
really?
On heroin, yes. My opinion on heroin, it's a really, it's one of the dirtiest drugs. It really is. It grabs you, and it's very hard. If this girl is on heroin, if she's a close friend of yours, even if she's not, offer her help. She needs it. Because I'll tell you what, she's not going to notice that she needs that help on her own. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's the type, I've never done it. And here's why. I've watched so many people lose their their livelihood, everything that they were before, they're not and no more. I have a really close friend who passed away, and she passed away due to heroin. She had quit, and this will live with me forever. She had quit, and I was into the party planning life, and she had quit, and she had quit for a few years, and she had come out. And I didn't invite her to hang out with me because while I hadn't, at this point in my life, I hadn't been doing, I was partying. And I hadn't been doing drugs, but people around me were, and I was afraid to invite her out because of that. She went back to her home, and she booted what she would have back when. And she killed herself. And forever it's going to live in my mind that I didn't invite her to hang out. And if that was why she did it, heroin is a drug that takes over you. You're not you anymore. So my opinion on it, I don't judge people. To each their own. You know what I mean? However, I do advise that girl, if she's your friend or if you know her friends, have them get her help. She needs help because if she's at a party doing that, it's a downer. It's a downer drug. It makes you down. It makes you a lump on a log. So if she's at a party doing that, she's bad off because nobody goes to a party and says, oh, let me drool on myself. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you know her and if you know her friends, she needs help. She needs help. Anyone that's doing heroin, they need help. Let her know that she's not a lost cause. She's not. You didn't try it, did you?
Nah, I mean, I was only, I don't know, there was like beers. We were just chilling. She's really kind of she's like a banging bitch. Like, she's thick as fuck. Like, I don't know. It's just like her boyfriend. I think it's her boyfriend that's getting her in on it. Like, I don't know.
That's always the classic case. It usually is the classic case that, you know, a boyfriend or a friend gave her the first line or the first bump or, you know, whatever, and it just became a habit. The sad part is they don't know they have that habit, hon. To them, that, you know, I don't advise you hang out with her a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. The reason why is eventually it's going to be she offers you some. You know what I mean? And here's the thing about doing drugs. You don't like doing them alone until it's the last of it. And she's going to want, like, if you start hanging out with her, she's going to invite you to do some. And that temptation is deep. That temptation is deep, especially when you see if, like, you're at a party and you see that she's having fun. There's so much dirty drugs out there nowadays, too. Like, I'm from Massachusetts, and we have a bad case up here where there was really bad heroin going around, and we lost in the city I live in alone. In 1 year's time, there was 40 deaths, 40 deaths due to bad heroin in 1 year. That's, while Well, in New York, that wouldn't seem, New York City, that wouldn't seem like a big count. But I live in a smaller city, which it's a little bit smaller than Boston. And 40 deaths due to one drug, that's a high count. You know what I mean? I say, all I can say on this is God bless her soul. I hope that she does find help. Maybe an intervention, talking with her family or her friends, letting them know what she's up to. I know you feel like you're going to sound like a snitch on this, but you're never a snitch when you're trying to help somebody get better. You get what I'm saying? My advice to you is don't hang out with that girl. I don't care how badass she is. Listen, she could be badass banging and fun as hell, but if she's doing that, eventually she will offer it to you. And that's not something you want to get caught up in. Did I answer your question on that? Is there more you have?
Yeah, there's a lot of wisdom in your words. I don't know. Do you think me and my boys should just go bang out this dude that she's talking to? I'm not looking to get rinsed or anything, but.
All right, listen. No matter what you do, she's still gonna stick with him. I know I sound like a total cunt for saying this. Excuse my French, but she obviously loved him enough to do this drug with him. You get what I'm saying? And if she's not a close personal friend of yours, you banging him out, what is that gonna do for you? That's going to risk you going to jail. That's going to risk you dealing with a lot of drama and problems in your life that you didn't need, all for somebody who's going to go. Listen, you bang him out, you know what's going to happen? She's going to follow him out the door into the hospital, and you're going to be sitting there in cuffs wondering why the hell you helped this girl out. I sound like a cold-hearted bitch for saying so, but I've seen so many situations end in that manner. Now, if she's a close personal friend of yours, I say you talk with her and you get her away from him. Maybe a rehab, maybe a detox program, because that's the only thing that's going to help her. Heroin is a drug that you're not going to come off of without help. You need help to come off of heroin. There's no ifs and buts about it. You can't do it alone. She's going to need support of her friends like you, other people, even if you're not her close friend. If you want to help this girl, if this girl matters that much and you want to help her, it's a hard road. She's going to need support, because I'll tell you, I've watched somebody come clean from heroin, and it's not pretty. It is not pretty. She's going to go through hell. She's going to hate you. She's going to hate herself, and then she's going to love you, and she's going to hate you again. It's a rough road. But if she means that much to you that you care, go down that road with her, because that's why people relapse. I'm not going to lie to you. I relapsed when I went through my recovery, and I relapsed because I felt like people weren't going to, people didn't love me anymore because I wasn't doing partying with them and stuff. I had to find a whole new way of life. You get what I'm saying? So take her away from the party life and show her that there's life outside of that. That's what she needs to know. You know what I mean? There's life away from him, but banging him out ain't going to help. She's just going to feel guilty for him. He's going to make her feel like you're the bad guy. And that's how she's going to see it, because there's going to be a bag in his hand as he tells her that you're the bad guy. I'm sorry I'm so blunt about it, but that's the fucking honest truth. There'll be a bag in his hand while he tells her how bad you are, you know?
Yeah, all right. Sorry to try and wrap this up, but I got to go soon. That was some excellent advice. Also, not trying to be nosy or anything, but I know, Massachusetts does have a heroin epidemic. Not trying to, be intrusive, but, what city are you in?
I'm in Worcester. It's one of the worst places with the heroin epidemic, actually. I live in Worcester, and the epidemic it's horrible. Actually, they've cleaned it up a lot. They have, but the epidemic here was horrible. It was bad. To the point that they actually give out free medical to people who have problems with heroin. You know what I mean? Yeah, the epidemic here is bad. I'm from Worcester, hun. And I appreciate you calling in, and I really hope that my advice helped you out, hun.
Hey, yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
You're welcome, hon. Have a great night. Happy Thanksgiving, doll.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
All right. I just want to give this out there, guys, before we get back in. I want you guys to know, if you have a friend that has a bad addiction, you're their friend. It's your job to give a fuck. So you let them know, because no friend sits back and watches them hurt themselves. A friend is somebody who's going to let them know that they have a problem and that they should fix it. Don't enable them. Let them know they got a problem, guys. Chris, Puddin, do you guys think I handled that well? I tried to. I mean, I'm a little biased on the heroin thing, but I tried to look at it from a standpoint that was healthy, you know?
I think you did.
No, I think you handled it well.
All right. Good. All right. I didn't say no offensive nothing. I mean, I can't take it back if I did, so. All right. So we're going to get back to our topic. I really like that I gave out some advice. I actually did something on the show, guys, besides advising people about dick pics. I feel good. I squirt. I only recently have found guys that like it and want to see it. I've always been afraid to talk about it because I thought it was weird. Okay. I can't squirt. Okay, this is really personal, but I'm going to tell you guys. Up until recently, I had never squirted. And I did, kind of, sort of. I had my honey talk me through it, told me, you know, things that, how to help. And basically, it's like, you know that feeling when you're coming right before, like that feeling that you got to pee when you're coming? The girl, like, Chris, you don't know about this because, you know, you're not a girl. But, Danielle, you know,
nope.
Like, you get that feeling that you got to pee when you're about
yeah.
to come. Don't hold it in. Don't hold it in. It's not pee. Like, you're going to squirt.
I know. I've been trying for a while because I've never been able to, and I've always wanted to. So I've
it's
been
hard
trying.
To get past
like,
the holding it in. It really was. It was hard.
Well, Brian's got me to the point a few times, and then I just, like, I fight back in. He's like, stop fucking fighting back and just let it go. And I'm like, I can't.
All right, the squirting thing, like, and it's really, like, it's so funny that a guy had to tell me about this. Like, a guy, all right, a guy told me how to do this. And it's so funny. It's so great because, like, I probably won't ever do it again because that's really messy. Like, that's really messy. Like, I did that in the bathroom because I was, that's messy. Like, all that comes out of me? What? So, but really,
I've been trying so hard, too. I'm jealous now.
You have to feel extremely comfortable with it, and I don't think I'll ever do it with a guy. Like, I don't think I'll ever do it with a guy because I'll be very uncomfortable about it. But you know what? I did do it in the bathroom, you know, because it was easier to clean up. But, and it's really just like when you're ready to come, that feeling that you got to pee, don't hold it back. Like, push it like you would if you were going to go pee, because you're not going to pee. That's not what's coming out when you do that.
Right.
So it's kind of like a taboo for all of us because we think we're peeing. Like, I don't want to pee during sex. You know what I mean? But it's not. And, you know, it's funny because I didn't know, like with her, the squirting thing, I felt bad that I couldn't squirt. Like, guys would talk about it, and I'd be like, I don't know how. I don't think I'll ever do it. I can't do it. I've never done it with a guy. Like, I've never – and I don't think I'll ever be able to because the comfort level of doing so. And it's – again – I feel bad that she didn't know guys who wanted that because I don't, oh my God, I hear so many guys, I feel bad that I can't do it. You know what I mean? Like, I would be like, I feel like, what's wrong with me? Why can't I squirt? You know what I mean?
Right.
Shame on whoever made you feel bad that you did squirt because, like, I can't imagine that. Chris, what's your take on squirt? Like, do you think it's hot?
I've had a squirt once. And it was,
I have to say it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it, but I didn't. It was our first time together, so I didn't know if that's how she always is. If I was doing something right, like if she was doing something, I couldn't tell you the mechanics of how it happened. I just know it happened.
Oh no, the mechanics is that she didn't hold back. Like,
well, there you go.
But I've had girls try to explain to me or tell me how to make yourself squirt, and like I could never catch on. But it took a guy telling me for me to catch on. I thought that was great. Some guys might think it's disgusting or gross, like, because it is very messy. I mean, it's very messy. I got rugs in my room, and I sure wouldn't want to squirt all over my rugs, because, like, I imagine that it's, like, it's bodily fluid, so any bodily fluid later on is not going to smell pretty, you know what I mean? So, but I definitely wouldn't want to do it in my room, you know what I mean? I feel like if I'm a squirt for a guy, I'm gonna do that in like shower sex. That's where I'll squirt. You know what I mean, Danielle? I'm gonna give you that advice. Do it if you're gonna squirt, do it in the shower because the mess. Like you squirt and you ever see it on TV, like this on porn,
on
TV, but. Because that's what we're airing on TV nowadays. Well, you ever see it on porn. So you see that. It's messy.
Yeah, I have. And I felt like, damn, I would have to get up in the middle of the night and go wash the damn bed sheets. And I was like, I want to.
And that's
but then again, I'm like kind of glad in a way that I didn't.
That's the mommy in you. That's why you can't do it. You're like, no, I don't want to wash the bed sheets in the middle of the night.
Right.
Try it in the bathroom. I also heard a lot that
have designated sex sheets. Solve the problem right there.
Have designated section where you can.
My mommy alarm just went off. So I will be right back. I'll let you and Chris talk for a minute.
Man down. Code red.
I know.
All right, mute you out, and when you come back, you turn you back on.
Okay.
Yes, Danielle is actually, her studio is her guest bedroom and her workout room and her laundry room all in one. And man down means one of the kiddos woke up.
Yeah.
So. All right, and looks here like we got a caller, so I'm going to answer this call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
What's up, Dorito lady? How you doing?
Ha, 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 Dorito lady. You know, I have some pictures of me eating the Doritos, like, legit. Like, but I did eat Doritos on
me. What's going
no,
on?
No, I haven't. Okay, you want
yeah,
them, I'll send them to you.
I'm feeling neglected.
Well, haha, you know what's really funny? Chris got my Dorito pictures. Yeah, but you know.
That doesn't mean no good.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm sorry. Hold on. You know what? I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to send you some Dorito pictures right now.
Awesome. So,
everybody,
okay, so what
do you call them? Just make sure that you have a waterproof mattress pad and just do it on sheet day. You know, and do it in the morning, and you're ready to rock and roll. You got nothing to worry about then.
All right, the one time that I did that, it went everywhere. Like, I couldn't believe that came out of me. Like, I'm not going to lie, it went everywhere. Thank God it was in the bathroom. So I think before I could do it in my bedroom where I have rugs, I'm going to have to definitely learn aim better. Cause there's definitely, you know, girl, like, better aim. Yeah, now I understand the problem as to why you guys why you guys miss the toilet seat so often. Because the aim, like, I couldn't, oh my God, I don't think I could aim with that shit. I'm going to need a little more experience.
Right.
That the first time I'm going to say, I need experience in a department sexually. Like, I don't know how to aim my squirt. But really, I mean, I'm not sure. All right. So I don't squirt enough to go out and buy mattress pads. Not gonna lie to you, like I don't think I'm gonna feel comfortable enough to do so with a guy anyway. But that is a good advice for the person who left that comment. You know, make sure you have mattress pads for when you squirt.
No, waterproof. No.
Waterproof.
You gotta make it right. Waterproof mattress pad, because then the mattress is okay. Because knowing from experience, you definitely have to have the waterproof mattress pad.
So Farmer, you have experience in this, huh?
I do very much so, yes.
Yeah, hi. So you're not, all right. So for that member, see, there are guys who very much so appreciate it. So much so that they'll call in and they'll tell you what type of mattress pads to use.
Damn
and,
right.
You see, I'm so happy
Or just do what I did and make sure it's in a hotel, and then you don't have to worry about cleaning it up.
Ew. Yeah,
or, you know, just get two beds. That's why you go to a hotel room and you get two queen size beds. You do dirty in one and you clean in another.
That's exactly what happened.
Well, you go to a hotel and you get a jacuzzi room and you squirt in the jacuzzi. What the hell? You better get a jacuzzi.
Right,
if you're taking me to a hotel room, there better be a fucking jacuzzi. What the fuck?
Well, then you better bring some Doritos, sweetheart. I will supply the jacuzzi if you supply the Doritos.
I just supplied you with Dorito pitches.
I know you did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And also for your caller, since I was listening, don't take this with a grain of salt, all right? Get that lady off of the bad blow and give her some good white blow, and she will never want that bad stuff again.
Yeah. I feel like
that is Farmer's advice. Get her off the bad blow and give her some white blow that she will love all over her face.
All over her face. or in her mouth. Just don't get it in her
or
hand.
There,
not
you know,
girls
just
like
you know,
it
spray
there.
It around a little bit, you know? It's all good.
Aim.
Well, again, some ladies don't want you to aim. You know what I'm saying? Some like it all over.
All right. This lady doesn't mind it anywhere but her hair. I don't get it in my hair. Oh my God, I hate it in my hair. Like, it feels weird in your hair. And when you're trying to wash it out, it's like yes, it washes out, but it's like when you're washing it out, it's such a weird, like the hair on the back of your neck stands up feeling. So my one thing, that's my one pet peeve. Like, you know, I would rather swallow cum than have it in my hair. Legit.
I will write that down in my red notebook of no cum in the hair and no Dorito fingers in your hair either. I promise. I'll write this down. I'll make sure.
No Dorito fingers in my hair, no cum in my hair.
Done. I can do that. But
I'll take the cum in the hair over cum in the eyeball.
Daniel's
well, right.
Back.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Way to come.
That
but
shit
I'm
burns
sure.
If it gets in your eye.
Red and pudding. If there's any guys out there that are ashamed that you can make your significant other, your mistress, or whatever you're doing at that time,
yeah,
if you make her ashamed of squirting, well, then you just need to not do that, because there are men out there, such as me, that get just extremely horny, extremely turned on. And I will tell you, you better have a waterproof mattress pad, because, girl, your bed will be soaked from head to toe.
Oh, my God. So, any girls, any girls who enjoy coming and squirting and have a waterproof mattress pad, I have a friend named Farmer. He's available.
No.
Not available,
no,
Farmer.
No, not available. I have my my Rice Krispie treat maker that gives me these treats as often as I want them.
Oh my God! How sweet! You get Rice Krispie treats?
Yeah, they're really good.
Or and you get Rice Krispie treats. This
right.
is great.
Hey, this is awesome. I can dig it.
Well, now, Farmer, you just sat here on the air, and you gave all this excellent advice, and you're teasing all our poor single women out there who are like, I need to be able to squirt for a guy, and no guys want it, and guy who likes squirting, and he comes on air, and he gives all this great squirting advice, and then he's like,
right.
Oh, but I'm not available. Like, that's great, Farmer.
But, Chris, you know, I gave Chris the same advice right here on the show. So I'm sure Chris could take one for the team.
All right, ladies. If you
true.
Like squirting, if you like squirting, Chris has just been given the 101 on it, and he's highly available. So just hit me up. I'm taking applications for squirt classes with Chris. All right. I'm sorry, Chris. I'm getting you some squirt action. What's up?
Everybody sign up. I'm in.
hey, Red, can I be the first one on that application for Chris?
Huh?
Nothing. I was being facetious. You know, Chris can see how to squirt, too.
Is my PM about to blow up with you filling on an application here?
You know it. It's coming.
I like long walks down the beach.
I like soft hands.
I'm a cuddler.
As long as Red approves, then I've already said I'm in. So if she approves them, I have to follow the boss. I have to follow the boss lady. Come on.
Yes.
and Dorito breath. They have to have, you know, it's good. I will fill out that application and I will submit it, and we'll see how far it takes me.
Hi, I'm Farmer. I like long walks down the beach. I have Dorito breath, and I can make you squirt.
Speaking of Doritos, where's my Dorito picture?
Oh. Yeah, you know what? You owe us a big bag of Doritos.
To me.
Oh, wait, my Dorito pitches? You want some, Danielle?
Yeah,
I'll send you some Doritos.
You forgot.
I'm going to send
you. Okay.
I'll send you all right now. Like, you guys, like, it sounds like naughty pitches. Like, they're actually really, listen, if somebody can get cute with Doritos, I so nailed it. I nailed this. I nailed the Dorito pitches. I'm probably gonna post them on the group Facebook page. I was thinking about doing it today, but like, then I had a coma from food, so I didn't do much today. But I'm gonna send you those.
I have a couple of Dorito pictures.
You know, Dorito pitches. Like I have, no, I really did like take like a whole little photo shoot of me eating Doritos. I'm not gonna lie, I've never seen someone eat Doritos so sexy and silly at the same time. Boom, sent. Wait till you see.
waiting. Come on, phone.
Well, you guys have all seen my Dorito pictures, so.
Oh my God!
They're out there for the world. They're out there for the world to see.
Yes, they are. They're out there now. Like, we sure have seen those Dorito pictures. Like, Chris, listen. As soon as you dropped that picture in the contest, right? I messaged Danielle and I was like, "Oh my God, go look at Chris's Dorito picture!" Like, legit. I messaged her and she was the judge that week, and I was like, "Oh my God, you will appreciate it because you know the whole Dorito thing." And forever and every time I eat a Dorito, I'm gonna think of Farmer. like I'm gonna eat, I can't even eat a Dorito without thinking of Farmer saying, "Just eat it, suck it on my hair." So forever, I will think of the Dorito picture.
Red, I am happy that you think of me when you put something in your mouth. It is a 100% complete turn on, and and everything else that goes along with that. So I will let you guys get back to your show. Have fun with your Doritos. And
I don't have Doritos tonight. You owe me some.
All right. The bag's in the mail.
The bag's in the mail. Yep, I'll never see my Doritos. Have a good night and happy Thanksgiving, Farmer.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was a nice surprise having him call in.
It was
so awesome to hear the Dorito factor, you know. It's so funny because Doritos have taken a big takeoff in the group, like, because we did that Dorito thing. Like, now I feel like Doritos owes us some promotion money.
I agree.
I should send those Dorito pictures of us all to the Dorito company and be like, listen, see, you need to hire us for promoting your Doritos. Especially Chris's. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the kind of promotion Doritos wants. Placement of the bag was probably not optimal for them to sell their chips.
Well, the placement of the bag, though.
That was part of the charm of the picture, but I don't think as an advertisement, I don't think that's what they want to get out of it.
That was the best part of the picture. Let's not lie. Like, the best part of the picture is the placement of the bag. Oh, or that it looks like you got a duck lip with a Dorito in your mouth.
That's what I was going for. I'm so glad to hear it.
I love it. All right, so we're gonna get to the we're gonna go back to topic. We're so hit and miss with topic. I love how we go. All right, so one member says, "I've had threesomes. I love eating pussy." This is a female. "I love eating pussy. I squirt. I want badly to attempt being fisted, and I've used a zucchini." Listen. I know this girl, and this girl is awesome. Like, she's awesome. She actually is one of the – you know her, too, and she's a past admin of our group. And in my eyes, she'll always be an admin of our group. Like, she was there in the beginning with us. Like, in my eyes, she will always be an admin. She was there from the beginning, and she's still in the group. She's such a phenomenal woman in every way that you can imagine. And she's so out there, and she's so, you know, she's one of those people that you wouldn't guess. You wouldn't guess by looking at her. But she is so open about things, and, you know, she looks at everything open-mindedly, and, like, she is one of those, very inspirational to me. Like, very inspirational. And you notice that she didn't leave any comments about what people thought or their response to it. And you know why? Because fuck you, man. If they don't love that girl, there's something wrong with them. This woman is awesome.
Oh, definitely.
She
really is.
And she said she wants badly to attempt being fisted. I love that she said that because she messaged that right after the fisting. I love that she said that because she just, like, that just proves my point. She just broke that taboo for the woman who said people look at her disgusted when she talks about having been fisted. That she said, "I wanted." Come on, we all have little dirty secrets. Like double penetration, having two guys at once, it's kind of taboo, and people will look at you funny when you say you want to be fucked by two guys. I feel like that's, you know, don't rain on my parade. That's my happy. That's my happiness. You know, that's my bedroom fun. Don't rain on my parade. Fuck that. If somebody wants to be fisted, let them be fisted. If somebody wants fun, let them have fun. You know? We have another one. I've had threesomes and foursomes and more sums. Most people are disgusted but intrigued at the same time. And this was a guy who wrote that in. I don't know many people that would look at me disgusted when I look at me disgusted when I tell them I've had more than one, that I've had threesomes. However, I've never had an MMF. So, like I said, with the two guys at one time thing, people have looked at me disgusted. I feel bad for that guy if somebody looked at him disgusted over that. Okay, who's eating chips right now?
Me.
I'm so... Put it in your mouth and suck it, Danielle. Do it.
I am.
But right now, I want to hear it.
I am.
Like, I love you guys. You guys, you both are like the highlight of my Thanksgiving. Thank you. I went from thinking about how my people had smallpox to hearing you eat Doritos online and trying to get Chris Wharton people, some squirting ladies. I love you guys. I really do.
Oh, I love you
so too. Now, when you guys, we touched topic on the threesome thing last week. So when you guys mentioned that you've had a threesome, has people looked at you funny or looked at you disgusted when you say it? Like, are they surprised by that?
Actually, I was talking about it at work one time, and this girl, she's a lesbian, and she's all open about it and everything, but when she's talking about threesomes, she says something about two guys. I'm like, well, I've had it before. And she's like, ew, oh, my God, what the hell? Why would two guys? I'm like, the guys have to be comfortable with themselves. She's like, yeah, but what if they, like, touch? Or I'm like, again, they have to be comfortable. She's like, I can't believe you've done that. And I'm like, yeah.
Wait. So a lesbian was, like, didn't comprehend two guys' dicks touching? That doesn't make sense to me.
She was like, that's just, like, she's like, yeah, I know. I was like, she's
well,
like,
I mean, I understand she's lesbian. She's not into the dick. But you think that she would understand a guy not minding a guy touching his dick, considering she's gay, he's gay, that it's a gay tendency. You know, honestly, that's why I haven't had MMF, because some guys, I've never been with a guy that was okay with the fact that his balls could touch another man's balls during the process.
I mean, it's bound to happen. You've got two guys, especially if you're doing double penetration.
Yo, I would be having a sword
fight.
It's
bound to happen. So, I mean,
it's the one time it's okay for you to whip it out and be like, zoom, feel the force, and just sword fight with it with a homie. Like, I do it.
But that's where the guys have to be comfortable with themselves, because, I mean, it's bound to happen. You got two dicks, two balls right there. I mean, going in a place that's really close together, it's bound that something's going to touch something.
Yeah. It's definitely something the guy, like we said, the guy has to be comfortable with, like, with the other man. Definitely, I would
and
imagine.
If he's comfortable with himself and his own sexuality, then, I mean, it's all about the comfort of the guy.
I feel like the third-party guy would be the one that would have to be the most comfortable. You know what I mean? Because, like,
right,
the first-party guy, he's with his girl. Like your instance, Danielle. Brian didn't have to have that comfort because he knew he was doing something with his girlfriend. So his girlfriend was having pleasure from this. But that third-party guy, he had to be really comfortable with his sexuality, because here he is. He's not in it to please his girl. He's into this because he's into this. You know what I mean? So he would definitely have to have either be bi or be very comfortable with the fact that, you know, his penis was touching another penis. I've never experienced MMF because I've never been with a guy who was comfortable with his penis with the possibility of his penis touching another penis. He was like, my ex-husband actually was like, had said before, I don't know, skin on skin makes you gay, You know what I mean? So he just, he would, bringing that up to him was not even something,
you know,
I would think of.
I've actually heard guys say that they do not want to do anal because they said that would make them gay, even if it was with a girl. I'm like,
huh?
You know how stupid you sound right now?
Yeah, do you know how stupid you sound right now? All right, listen.
Thing I ever heard.
Well, you've never done anal, but it's not by, it's not because you think that it's gay, right, Chris? Like, you don't think that's gay,
no.
Right?
No,
I mean,
I
it would be gay if you, and not even gay, because it's not. All right, they say, like, guys that think that getting pegged is gay. No, it's not. It's not gay. If it's a girl pegging you, that's not gay. It's a girl if a girl's putting something in your ass, it's not gay. If a guy was putting something in your ass, then it's a gay tendency. But that's not even gay if there's a girl involved too, because then that's bi. Like, I'm sorry,
and
but
bi is good.
And bi is good. Bi is good. Bi is great.
Bi is great.
No bi here. I'm very bi. I don't know if anyone can tell. I'm the, it's and as open as I am talking on the air here like this, like I'm like that. Like my family knows that's me. I'm that bi, and that's a one. And you wonder why my mom says fucking lesbian. Like she'll call me a fucking lesbian because I say stuff like this. And I'm like, no, that I got to explain to her that the difference between bi, lesbian, gay, you know, transgender, this and that. And she's just looking at me like, you kiss girls? Yeah. You're a fucking lesbian. And I'm like, all right, mom, you know what? You win. You win. I'm a fucking lesbian.
I think my mom would have a heart attack if she found out.
Oh, my God.
Like,
let's hope she doesn't listen to
the
show then, huh?
Oh, I doubt she would. Not going to lie.
Does your mom have
Facebook? She does, but she doesn't. I'm pretty sure she doesn't know that I have a show.
I, you know, I'm just waiting for the one day that my mom stays up late enough to call in. Like, I'm gonna be so surprised. Like, you guys don't understand. The apple does not fall far from that tree. You think I am wild with my words? Like, my mom calls me a fucking lesbian, for God's sakes. Like, and she doesn't have a filter. She doesn't think twice about what she's saying. She just says it, and I'm just like, oh my God, mom. Oh, mom, did you just say that out loud? Like, okay. So when people, let's talk about this. My mom probably says more things that make people double take than I say, because she's an old woman saying this shit. You know what I mean? And she'll. One time we were at a restaurant, and it's a nice restaurant. It was Olive Garden, and we're at Olive Garden, and she says, I was after my divorce, my breakup. She says to me, you know, I started dating a girl, and I told her I was dating a girl, and she says, so you're going to just be a lesbian now? And she said it really loud, and, like, I swear all the tables around looked, and she says, what, you don't like lesbians? And I'm just like, oh, my God, mom, this is not, this is not what we do. Like, so for me, I don't get embarrassed easy. But my old mom yelling out loud, you don't like lesbians? It was great. It was great. She's lesbian love right there, mom. That's that lesbian love. I love you too, woman. But I'm not a lesbian. I'm bi, ma. And trying to, and I couldn't even argue with her at that point, because it was going to turn into a really loud discussion about I'm not a lesbian, I'm bi, and then she was going to go, but you got a girlfriend, and I knew where it was going to go. I just had to, like, put my head down and shake my head, like, this is my family. So, speaking of lesbians and bi and all the differences, we have another one here. She says, I've been a swinger and considered a switch. I've had a threesome, a double penetration. Most people are shocked to hear this because I'm usually shy till I'm in bed with someone I feel comfy with. Total opposite of me, actually. I'm usually extremely blunt and out there, and a little more less aggressive in the bedroom, but she's shy and more aggressive in the bedroom. You know, the switch thing, I wish I could get that. I kudos to who can switch, because I can't find pleasure in being the one who's aggressive. Like, I can tease and I can start and everything, but like, I always end up wanting my SO to be aggressive with me. Kudos to anyone who can. And that's just a pure thing. Do not judge a book by its cover. Chris and I was talking earlier about book by its cover. Chris is one of the few people in the group who has got to hear my voice before he saw pictures of me. So for him, the girl matches the voice. For most people in our group, I would not share my voice or videos or anything because the fear I had. So when I was so afraid for people to hear my voice, because I don't sound like, if you saw pictures of me, you're not going to think that this voice belongs to that girl in those pictures. You know what I mean? Like, come on, everybody was surprised when they heard my accent the first time I let it out. People were just oh my God, I didn't expect that. I expected this little mouse, you know? But Chris, he's lucky. He heard my accent before he heard. And now see, Danielle got to hear, Pudding got to hear my accent of first, of me being wild and out talking about something. Like, I was really upset, and like, it was between me and Laura. We were talking about something that was going on in the group, and like, yo, we were letting in the way we were talking, and like, nobody expected to hear my accent be what it was. And it was so funny. It's so funny to hear people. They get shocked by my accent. They're like, whoa, I didn't expect that from this,
right.
this little redhead girl. And mind you, my hair isn't red right now, guys. I'm red, but like, I'm not red now. I actually have blue purple hair. That's like blue in the sun and purple in the, without the sun. It's really cool right now. But I change my hair color often. So I think people expected, like, they didn't expect the accent I have. They expected this little, you know, this really, hi, y'all, how are you? Oh, my God. You know, like Minnie Mouse almost. But especially as addicted to Disney princesses as I am, they probably, you know, expected me to be, like, really soft-toned and, like, girly. And that's so not me.
Right.
I don't look like my voice don't look like my pitches, I'd say. So don't judge a book by its cover. That's my answer for her. People judging books by its cover, it never works out. Never. You know what I mean? We have another one, a guy. He said, I've had threesomes, and most are shocked because I tend to be straight laced and not into anything. Again, the book by its cover. You can't judge because, listen, I'm into BDSM. A lot of the BDSM scene, you know, that lifestyle, you would never know. You can't look at somebody and be like, yeah, they got whips and chains in their bedroom. You know what I mean? You hear my voice, you hear how wild and out there I am. You would think that I was the one wild and out there, and not that I was the one that was like, oh, I love ball gags. No one would ever assume that I'm willing to wear a ball gag during sex. Come on now. Shutting me up. Like, really? Like, me, I'm like, yeah, I'll gag, you know? I'm going to wear a ball gag. No one would ever guess that. So, judging the book by its cover when it comes to anything sexually is just stupid. Because 90% of the time, the way a person perceives himself in real life is not how they are sexually. Remember, sex is our release.
Oh, I agree.
It's our release. So if you're, most people that like are not out there and have, all right, look at my honey, for example. Happy man, always smiling. You would not guess that behind closed doors, he wants to be the mean guy, right? Like, no one would ever
guess
that.
No, you wouldn't guess. Right.
No, not at all. But that's exactly what I'm into. So if he's in my PMs, you know he's the mean guy, right? All right.
Yep.
Now, wow, we got 10 minutes left of our show. So let's do our what did we learn tonight? What did we learn? Okay, guys, we learned that Chris is available for squirt sessions. PM me.
You're breaking up.
All ladies willing. All I'm gonna do this one for you here, Chris. All beautiful, sexy ladies that want to squirt and are afraid of what people will say or think. Chris is there for your squirt session pleasures. I am taking applications starting now. You may PM me. All applications must go through me and be approved by me first. And Chris, I'll let you know about that. What did you guys learn?
Once it's red approved. Once it's red approved, we're good to go.
It's red approved, right? Squirt tested, red approved. I'm sorry. Like that, this is gonna be the new Dateline, and stuff. I'm gonna get Chris some squirt dates. Eventually, I'm gonna get me an MMS. And you know, Danielle, Puddin, we're gonna get you an FFM. Well, you know what? You know, never mind. I'm not taking those applications, guys, because I already put one in. All right. I already put one in, and that application has been accepted and is in the process of the hiring, whatever we go through to become that.
All right, what else did I learn?
Right? What else did I learn? We learned
waterproof
that – I was just going to say waterproof mattress covers. it's funny you said that, Chris, because you want to get me some waterproof mattress covers now.
Yeah, well, I gotta go out and purchase some of those. So,
yeah, well, I mean, wait, the applications are gonna come pouring in. They're gonna come rolling in. Like as people download, they're gonna be like, so, I'm inquiring on that squirt session with Chris. It's gonna happen. So waterproof covers. We learned. I feel like the session turned into how to squirt. girls, squirting is basically that feeling that you're gonna pee. Let go. But if you don't want to clean up sheets in the middle of the night, do it in the bathroom or get yourself some waterproof mattress covers. Which I don't feel comfortable with the waterproof mattress covers. It's gonna have to be for me. It's gonna have to be in the bathroom. I'll forever think about how like that squirt happened all over my bedroom. I don't know. Maybe it's... See? Look at that. I'm stereotyping myself. That's horrible. I need to get out of that shit. All right. Don't judge a book by its cover. We also learned that... all right. When it comes to fisting and when it comes to all those taboo things, listen. Fuck you if you can't be open and accepting. But don't fuck you, because I don't wanna, if you can't be open and accepting. I'm so glad that we have this group where these people can come together and feel open and be happy about who they are and what they've done and actually feel comfortable saying that they feel this way. You know, anal, we learned with anal that you got to prep it first and be comfortable and
no sneak attacks.
You can't sneak attack.
And
like,
the orgasm from it is amazing.
Amazing. It's like a whole different other.
It really is.
And it's not gay if a guy wants a girl to do it to him. It's not gay. I'm sorry. I know not all guys are into that. But as I said, you're just not into it because you've never had it done right. Like,
exactly.
Even with guys, I know you guys are like listening to me going, this bitch is nuts, but even with guys, you're just not into it because you've never had it done right. It's pure pleasure. It really is. You just have to have it done properly. It's like pure pleasure. That's all I can say. It's like a whole different type of orgasm. we also learned earlier with our call-in. If you have a friend, and I have 5 minutes left of the show, and I really want to get this out there. If you have a friend that needs help, if they're hooked on something and you're worried about them, don't go after who they get it from, because you're never, there's always going to be somebody else they can get it from as well. You need to go for them. If they're your friend and if they matter to you, get them help. Heroin is not a good drug. No drugs are a good drug unless prescribed by a doctor. Woohoo! Anyway, heroin is, it's dirty and it's mean and it gets you and it gets you good. Please, guys, if you have a friend out there that you feel needs help, get them the help they need, whether it be you helping them or you getting their family together or all your friends together. They need help. They don't know they need help. They don't feel they need help. But you know it, and because you know it, you should help them. That's pretty much what I've got to say on that. If you need, you know, you can PM me anytime, guys. If you go to Facebook, you'll see Talk Therapy. We have it. We have a Facebook page. Please, guys, if you need to PM me at any time, asking me numbers to get a hold of anyone to help, if you want to direct your friend to talk to me, by all means, I want somebody to come clean. There's a song by James Arthur. It's called Recovery. Guys, listen to that. I really hope that the kid who called in is listening right now, because that song, Recovery, it speaks volumes on the subject. That's how you feel. That is exactly how you feel when you're coming through recovery. You feel like you're a soldier at war, and you need your fellow soldiers, your fellow warriors, to be there with you. You can't go through it alone. So your friend needs you. Guys, if your friend is, I can't stress it enough, if your friend is being in heroin, she needs your help. If your friend is stuck on something of any form, they need your help, and the only way that they're going to get better is by you showing them how to get better. You know what I mean? All right, so that's pretty much all the time we have for today. I want to thank everybody for listening, and thank you, Chris, for calling in. Thank you, Puddin, for co-hosting, and thanks to our callers for calling in as well. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We love
Happy
you.
Thanksgiving to everybody.
And we hope you tune in next week, guys. Have a great night.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Good night.